We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia coach Neil Brown met with Big 12 media earlier today. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
At United Bank, banking means more than financial solutions. It means rallying around the causes that are important to our customers, employees, and communities. While we have grown in size and presence, we have never forgotten our roots. By giving back to our local communities and funding business development, we help fuel economic growth. Our success is your success. Because to us, this is home. United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Coming off a tough loss in Austin versus a really talented Texas team. Really thought it was a really good college football game. Probably fun to watch, not necessarily fun to coach in, but probably fun to watch. Thought our guys competed. And we just didn't get it done in the end. And so with that, I'll take questions.
And your first question comes from Kevin Kinder of Louisville News.
Hey, Coach. When you call timeout before a critical play, everyone comes over the sidelines. Can you take us through that process? Who do you listen to? You know, who gets on the headset? What are the things you discuss in trying to decide what play you're going to call?
Yeah. You asking about a play in particular, Kevin, or just in general?
No, just in general, just the general process.
Yeah, so take a timeout. I think in a critical situation, what you're trying to make sure you make a clearly thought out decision. And so, you know, the offensive staff is on the headsets, and we have open communication. Everybody's allowed to make suggestions or anything that they feel strongly about. We have the guys in the huddle, and Coach Moore usually has the O-line up together, and I have the skill guys up together, and we make a decision about what play we're going to run. But everybody on offense has input.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Bragg of WVSN.
Hi, Neil. With TCU coming up, and thinking back to last year, you guys got the win down in Fort Worth to close out what was at times a rough season. Just curious, how important was getting that win last year against the Frogs as far as taking some momentum and just good vibes into the postseason, offseason, and really springing you forward?
Well, last year was a struggle for us. We weren't very good for much of the year, so any win was major for us. And that was a game that TCU didn't play as well as they'd liked, and we were able to take advantage of a couple things there. But TCU is a program that I got a lot of respect for. I think Gary Patterson's the best defensive coach in the country, and I'd said that if we weren't playing him as well. And I mean that over a long period of time. If you look at the defensive results he's had over a long period of time, especially playing in this conference since 2012, it's really impressive. So just a lot of respect for how he runs his entire program and what he's been able to do there in Fort Worth. So it was a good win for us. I think anytime you win your last game and you can go in your off season with positive vibe is definitely a big momentum step for us. It helped with some buy-in. It helped, in recruiting without question. But totally different circumstances this year.
Gotcha. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Tom.
Again, to ask Coach Braun a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Kirk Bowles of the Austin American Statesman.
Hey, Neil. He obviously contained Ellinger very well with under 50% completion, 184 yards. Did you think if you did that, you would have won the game?
You know, we thought we had a chance. I thought Texas offensively, they ran the ball really well. I thought they had some good answers versus us in the run game. We had to make, especially early in the first half, we had to make some adjustments. They were a little off on the pass game. Fairness to them, I don't know if it's anything that we did. They were just a little off. They had a couple drops, a couple overthrows. I think, and I don't want to speak for Tom or anything, but I think Ellinger was a little bit beat up coming into it, but he found ways to win. But I thought they ran the ball extremely well. And probably were a little off in the pass game.
As far as the run game, you obviously attacked almost exclusively on the perimeter or deep crosses. Was that just out of deference to how strong Texas' defensive line was?
I thought they really handled us up front early in the game. I thought 93 was dominant. That's the best I've seen him play. Thought he was really good with his hands, tore off blocks. We had a good plan for Osai going into the game, but I thought the interior guys were the story. I really did. I thought they played extremely well, and it made it difficult for us. We couldn't maintain blocks. We didn't do a very good job of maintaining blocks. Some of it was us. A lot of it was them. So it was a struggle. We got in a good rhythm there in the second half. We just couldn't, we moved the ball from really – where we got it down to the 15 and just couldn't make the critical play or have the critical call that would get us over the hump there to win it.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Kirk.
Your next question comes from the line of Ryan Tritt of the Charleston Gazette-Mail.
Hey, Neil. Obviously you got a lot of guys back on this team from last year that was able to go on the road and win a couple Big 12 games late in the year. This year you're 0-3 on the road. I was just wondering if there's any, if you have any explanation or discernible, differences in last year and this year and kind of what the struggles have been like on the road for you.
Well, they've all came down to the last 3 minutes of the game, last 4 minutes of the game. So I don't necessarily think it's on the road and at home because they've all been one possession games under 4 minutes. So we've been in position to win the games. I think a lot of it is Oklahoma State and Texas are pretty good, and really talented. And obviously Oklahoma State's been ranked in the top 10 of the country most of the year. And Texas is really, really talented. And they're playing their best football right now. So the Texas Tech game, more evenly matched, and we just didn't take advantage of some opportunities. But I think we're handling the travel well. I think if we weren't, it would show up in a bigger way than it is because we've been right there. All three losses happen to be on the road, but they've all been one possession games under 4 minutes.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Joe Bettner of the Norman Transcript.
Hey, Neil. With just having two home games coming up, I would assume that would be a time where you bring in recruits in a normal year, but not having that in-person recruiting. I'm curious just how as a staff, you guys, your habits on game day have changed with not being able to host guys on game day.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, you know, that's one of our best selling points is game day atmosphere here in Morgantown. It's made for a lot less hectic routine for myself and our assistant coaches on game day, because most of the time I'm talking to parents and recruits right up to the time I walk out to pregame. And so we don't have that. I wish we did, honestly. And, you know, it gives you a little bit more time to kind of think through the game and all that. But, you know, I think that we're missing out. It's hurt us, and I'm sure it's hurt a lot of people, because one of the main things we sell here is game day. This is one of the best home fields, one of the best, you know, as far as traditions and game day atmospheres there is in college football. So we definitely miss it.
That was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers will play TCU on Saturday at Milan Puskás Stadium. The game will kick off at noon and will be televised nationally on Fox. Tickets still remain and can be purchased by calling the Mountaineer Ticket Office 1-800-WVU-GAME or by logging on to wvugame.com. Thanks for listening.